Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So in this overtime, we're going to talk about how to advocate for yourself at work. Mm-hmm. So that could be asking for a raise, asking mm-hmm. for a promotion, asking to be on a project that you're not on, speaking up in meetings to give an opinion you have. It's advocating for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of the things we were talking about earlier is what can be interesting is the individuals who are very good at advocating for others often have a hard time actually doing it on their own behalf. Mm-hmm. You've seen this quite a bit, Kathy,
you know,
right?
I think advocating for yourself is something that you have to learn.
Yeah.
I definitely think it's a learned skill. I don't think it's taught in school. I don't think it's really even taught in college.
Yeah.
Maybe some schools it is. And when you have your first job, I think you have to learn how to do this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some people it comes natural to, very few though. I remember taking classes in this, how mm-hmm. to... not how to be aggressive, but how to be, what's the other word?
Assertive.
Assertive. I remember taking an assertiveness training.
Yeah.
And that really taught me in my 20s how to advocate for myself and speak up. And it worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like the first time I spoke up and asked for something, I got it. And then I learned, wow, you got to ask for things.
Yes.
So that was really good training. And I end up teaching my clients this.
Mm-hmm.
And there's usually some really interesting feelings going on underneath it when people don't advocate for themselves. Some of them know that they've done it before, but there's something going on. They either don't feel good enough, you know,
or
you
they're afraid.
That.
Yeah, there's also, I think, a lot of conditioning about you're sounding selfish,
mm-hmm.
you're sounding difficult, you're too demanding.
Mm-hmm.
I know, and I think that is also fairly gender-specific. You know, for a lot of women, you're not nice, you're being bitchy.
Yeah.
That can happen, too.
Many of my clients think that their bosses can read their minds, like know that they know I want a promotion. How do they know that?
Mm-hmm.
They don't know that, and you have to actually tell them you want a promotion.
Yeah.
And every time I have asked for something, whether it was promotions or raises or projects, they're like, oh, great, thanks for telling me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's true unless you work for a true psychic. You know,
they can't.
I mean, don't assume.
Have abilities. Right.
Yeah. I think that's very true.
You do have to learn to advocate for yourself.
Yeah.
So this is something that I'm not that good at. And actually, Kathy, you've taught me a lot about it. But one of the things that I know for me, because I'm not that good on my feet in terms of speaking up, is that I always have to write a script.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'm not the right person to actually compose the script. I'll get someone else to tell me what are the words that I should say, and then I write them down, and I practice saying them because it doesn't come naturally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you do with your clients sometimes?
Oh, many times. And we sometimes spend months preparing them to ask for something, and then still some people can't do it.
Right.
Right.
Even when you prepare them. So, yes, I definitely write it out for them, find the words that are going to feel right to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to understand also who you're asking. You have to know the audience.
That's very true.
So some bosses don't give you that time. You know, the nicer your boss, the easier your boss is to ask, the easier it is to advocate for yourself.
Right.
But there's many situations where that can be difficult. Or I've had clients where they're about to ask for something, and then something prior happened, like their report was rejected, and there was a meeting that went bad. So then they're really afraid. How do I ask for something on the heels of an event that was not stellar?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you're not a one event person.
I mean,
you know, so I still think you can. Sometimes timing does matter.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
you do have to. Make sure that your timing is not off.
Yeah. I will also say, I think you can learn to advocate in stages. Mm-hmm. Like if, for example, you're not ready to ask for the big promotion or the big raise or something that you think is just too much at this time, you could advocate for time off, mm-hmm. or advocate for leaving the office at 6:30 rather than 10 p.m., or advocate for no emails after 11 p.m., you know, something like that. So you can try in smaller bites, so to speak, to find your voice and mm-hmm. practice and see that it's okay. I mean, I think mm-hmm. a lot of times people are just like, they're afraid that if they actually speak up, something horrible is going to happen.
Right.
Except for when you don't speak up, horrible things happen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then you build up resentment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you wonder why nobody gave you what you wanted, and because they didn't know, and because you didn't ask for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and that can happen, too, where you finally ask for something, and if you get a no, you're seething because you never asked for anything before.
Right. Mm. Right. But you should also know that your colleagues are asking. So mm-hmm. if you're not, you're going to be left behind.
Yeah.
Right. Why do people avoid this? Why don't they want to do it?
They think they're going to get a no.
If it's something that's beneficial, they're automatically expecting the no instead of the yes.
Well, I think they think they're going to get a no, but also then there are some characterological things, like the person who's heroic. You know, we talk about the role of the hero or the martyr. Mm-hmm. They have a real fear that if I ask for something and I get it, and I'm not spectacular enough to deserve it, then it's all going to be taken away from me.
Okay.
So there's like several layers to the asking.
Okay.
Not just I deserve it, but, you know, even if I get it, then maybe I really don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it can be tricky territory.
Or maybe I don't really want it.
Maybe I don't really want it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, right. Maybe I think I want more responsibility, but I really don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there is some truth telling.
Yeah.
Right.
In advocating for yourself. But, you know, it doesn't have to be huge asks. It really could just be, can I move my desk to where it's less noisy?
Start small.
But can you stop talking? That would help me a lot.
But a lot of people are afraid to do that.
Right.
Yes. Well, that's what I was saying. Incremental requests can be at least a starting point. Mm-hmm. And I think you're right that you want to ask a friendly recipient, at least in the early stages, if you're trying to get used to advocating for yourself.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have a client who, when she's overworked, will not advocate, will not say, look, raise your hand and say, I'm drowning here. I need help.
Right.
And always fears that if she does that, she's going to look bad. But then when she doesn't get the help, she does fail because she couldn't deliver on time.
Right.
So, that I think that's a really tricky situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knowing that you have to be vulnerable sometimes and ask for help.
Yeah.
And that's not always perceived as a bad thing.
Right. So there's some unpacking you have to do here.
Yeah.
It sounds like if you know that advocating for yourself is something that's challenging for you, it's probably important to sit down and sort of map out what are the fears, what are you afraid mm-hmm. that it says about you if you mm-hmm. ask for something, what will happen if you get it? Maybe mm-hmm. that's scarier than never asking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what is stopping you at this moment? And then also, I just think rehearsal is so mm-hmm. valuable, and I know mm-hmm. you do that a lot with your clients,
I do.
Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to practice asking.
Mm-hmm. Right. Even outside of the work.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Well, maybe start there.
That's right.
I've had clients practice asking at the deli for exactly what they want.
Right.
You know, or sending something back that they didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that can be a big deal for some people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Yes, for a lot of people. Not for me.
Well, and so that's another lovely thing, which is it's great to identify people who are skilled at advocating for themselves and to kind of get some of what they have. You know, if you have friends who are really great at it, if you have a coworker who's very good at it, if you have a coach who's very good at it, to really draw on their strength and mm-hmm. see the certainty and the comfort that they have with it that can sort of say, okay, so this isn't, you know, it's not kryptonite. I'm going to be okay if I do this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I do, because I have no problem advocating at this point in my life, I notice that it bothers some people
mm-hmm.
that they get uncomfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I always find that interesting, and I don't think it's about them. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I remember a term that now you don't hear so much, but it was very hot, I think, a few years ago, the entitlement, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that those individuals who have a hard time feeling entitled have often a negative reaction to people who are able to ask for what they want.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like, what makes you think you know?
Yeah.
Where behind that really is, I don't have the nerve. I don't really think I deserve it. Why does that person?
Yeah. Right.
So it's tricky.
Yeah.
All right. So join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime. And in the meantime, we wish you all the luck in the world advocating for yourself.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.